You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty. This is Mamma Mia's podcast for your face. I am Kelly McCarran and today I don't have any mascara on.
Yes.
Because I know it looks a bit weird, but you know when you're so tired that you just think your eyes are going to water all day, so you're like, yes. Why would I bother?
But you look like an ethereal editorial goddess. Like I thought this was a look. Because you've got white liner.
Just a little bit underneath to make wake my you eyes up. Open.
Oh, I thought this was a whole vibe.
I was having a coffee before we recorded with my friend and someone stopped me and said, what do you do for a living? You look lovely.
Yes.
And my friend goes, she's a journalist. And I go, well, that's a stretch.
Yeah. I thought this was a look, so just roll with it.
Okay, thanks.
And guys, I'm Lee Campbell, by the way, and I'm just wearing my typical old winged liner and my
just
regular
your
look.
Just beautiful, glamorous self.
Hey, on Fridays, what do we do?
Well, on Fridays, it's probably the most fun episode of the week,
I
would you say?
So.
Because we give our recommendations for the week. So
yes, and we have so much fun.
You
and we take it very
yours,
seriously.
We take it stupidly seriously.
Yes. Many times Kelly and I will text, you know, IRL and be like, oh, nope, that's not
that
making
was
the cut.
Absolutely dreadful. Spendy savey, spendy savey. Give me a spendy. What's your spendy?
Okay, my spendy is the relatively brand new go-to Very Luxe face cream.
Oh, I love this too.
Okay, I hadn't tried it yet and I'm going to drop a name, but a few weeks ago I was sitting next to my friend Zoe Foster-Blake. She knows my skin. We were both beauty director at Cosmopolitan for a while and cross paths occasionally. And I said, oh, Zoe, the packaging, like that rose gold and the heavy, like it's so primo, but I'm too combo. And she's like, use it at night. Duh.
Yeah, it's called a night cream.
Well, but it's not just.
Oh, isn't it?
No. This was a nighttime thing and I was like, you are glow city. And she was like, guess what's under my makeup? And I was like, go to Very Luxe face cream. So I tried it and it's really good. It's not as thick as I thought it would be. Like it is a rich face cream, but it's kind of a medium texture. I'm wearing it today actually under my makeup, which is very risky for me to wear.
But your skin doesn't look too thick.
My skin doesn't look thick. And I mean, obviously it's going to be a great night cream. It's $79, by the way. But because I wanted to look like Zoe, I put the smallest amount, maybe 5 cent piece, on my fingers and kind of emulsified, then press, press, press. Whereas I'm normally very heavy handed with moisturizer.
We're both the same in that
I'm
way.
Like, we just yeah. And that's why my face falls off. But a tiny bit over my vitamin C under my SPF for my winter skin was actually chef's kiss. And I mean, it's got, they've done a bunch of research. It's got ceramides. Like it's not just a simple face cream. It's like they've really stepped it up with this one. So for $79, if you're dry during the day, great. If you're anything at night, if you have a face and you want hydration, great.
And I really love this product too. And I'm going to try it onto my makeup.
Oh my God. You're drier than me. You
way drier. Yeah.
Be so happy.
Oh,
yes.
I'm
really
give that a go.
Yeah, and under $80 and Aussie lady startup, we all love Zoe. What's not to love?
Brilliant.
What's your spendy?
My spendy is an intelligent retinol.
Oh.
I don't know why it's intelligent, but that's what it's called.
Oh,
it's
well,
the
it makes
Medic
me want
8
it.
Intelligent retinol. This is a baby ret. So this is perfect if you're just entering the retinol game.
Yes.
So to be honest, I don't find it as effective as what I'm used to in terms of results.
Okay.
However, it does enough, and that's why I was like, this is so good for someone that's starting out.
Because they're numbered, aren't they?
It's 0.3%.
Okay.
Which is why I'm used to using like a 0.5 or 1.
Yes, yes,
so I can take that little bit more.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, it is so good. And it's formulated in a vitamin E oil. So you're putting on an oil, and that's why I've been using it, even though I don't think it's actually strong enough because I'm like,
but you could probably use that every day as well.
Totally.
Whereas
totally.
I think for them, you're meant to do every second night when you build up to their highest range.
Well, I was using the Paula's Choice booster.
Yeah.
I think the 1% booster prior, and then that was an empty. But I was only using that twice a week, maybe three.
Yes.
So I could totally use this actually every night. It's 15 mils for $86. And my goodness, it just feels so beautiful. And why I say like your sort of baby ret, like your starter ret, is because it's in the oil as well, you just don't get that stingy, tingly tightness that you do from other retinols. It just feels like a real
treat.
I want
to try that.
Don't forget still how important it is to get moisture back in your skin.
Yes.
SPF is always important, but It is such a great product. And yes, it's like expensive for $86, but for a really good serum, and Medicaid have so much research and Agreed. Development behind yeah. it.
Very like well-respected brand. I love their Retinol 3 eye cream.
Oh.
It's delightful.
I haven't tried that.
There you go.
This is the first Medicaid product I've tried for a very
You're in for a treat, my friend.
But for a while.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just beautiful. So I really like this product.
Okay. Wow.
What's your savey?
You're going to spend me some money. My savey is the CoverGirl All Over Dewy Tint in Toasty Nude. Ooh. At full price, it's $18.95. But when I looked at it on the internet, you could get it for cheaper. So there's a few shades in the range, but I like the Toasty Nude. It truly is like a lip tint, a juicy cheek blush. You can use it on your eyes. You'd like the pinkier ones. Of course, I like the bricky nude because that's just my personality.
I'd like both.
It's very like forward-facing for CoverGirl. Like, it's not something I expected from CoverGirl. It's really, really fun.
It sounds like a Rare Beauty nude sticks
That's
product.
That's what I mean. Like, I just didn't see them coming out with, like, an all-over and something glowy. Like, it's quite glowy on the cheeks.
Ooh.
It's not as juicy as a lip gloss, but it's a beautiful kind of, like, moisturizing lip stain type thing. It's just a really good all-rounder. Oh. I'm really into it.
Well, I want to try that because it sounds like it's got my name on it.
It does.
It's dewy
it
and
Kelly.
Colorful
I just scratched it off.
Scratched on and put Lee on
I think it was posted to you, actually. But no, it's really good. CoverGirl's doing some good stuff at the moment.
My savey is the Inoxa Illuminating Primer. So at the time of recording, it is sold out of Priceline because it was 40% off. So hopefully they've stocked it back up by the time this episode goes live because everyone needs this product. Oh my goodness. So I went and bought this and I also bought the e.l.f. Halo Glow.
Oh yeah.
Didn't love it.
Oh.
I need to use it again though, Plotties. I think.
No, that's okay.
Because everyone loves that product so much.
Can you use it on its own?
Yes.
I mixed mine with foundation. It was too much.
But then I
much.
Put foundation on over the top, so I sort of mixed it.
Okay.
But it was like a gold highlight on my face. I didn't.
It's pretty full on.
I didn't know. It was not for me.
It's a no from Kel.
I am going to keep trying it though because it needs to be this popular for a reason.
Yes.
So anyway, I reverted back to this one, which I had already tried and I was like, okay, it's pinky. So I just preferred the base color rather than a gold. And it was kind of like not sparkly. It was just pure illuminating. It's a really beautiful primer. It really preps your skin for makeup. It's just glorious.
So remember a while ago I recommended an Inoxa foundation that I had rediscovered, the anti-redness one?
Oh, yes.
I feel like Inoxa is back on the radar.
Every time I go to Priceline, they've got more. So it's $14.97 at the time of recording, but full price it's about $25. So just wait till it goes on special,
I'm
as I always
it.
Say.
I'm going to try it under my foundation and have an Inoxa face.
It's just glorious. Shop mustache,
shop
mustache, shop and mustache.
Why
stash,
did I say
stash,
that?
Stash. Did you finish anything? Did you shop your own
yes,
stash?
Yes, I did both. So I finished something, so I bought two more of them.
Oh,
it is.
You
the,
must really like
well,
it.
Well, I wanted to get free shipping.
Okay, fair.
So it's the Rare Beauty Under Eye Brightener. I love this product.
I've got
product.
It on today.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
So I think you meant to wear a concealer on the top, but because I'm sometimes too old and tired, too much concealer makes me look older and tired.
Because it, like, makes everything crease. And,
right. Yeah. So I wear the shade light medium. It just has like a little metal doe foot, dot, 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 tap, tap, tap. It's like what YSL Touche Eclat was 10 years ago. But for me, more juicy and radiant. I just love it. And it's $42 and I wanted free shipping on Sephora Australia. So I bought two because that last one did last me a few months, but I do use it almost every day. Sometimes if I'm going out somewhere fancy, I then do my foundation over the top as my concealer.
Yeah.
But on like off duty days, days just like today in the office, I just wear it as my concealer under my eye. I am obsessed with it.
It's such a
and
good product.
And that's Selena Gomez's brand, isn't it?
Yeah, Rare Beauty is amazing.
Go Selena. I just think it's so good. I've told everyone about it.
What I want to talk about is what I shopped for my own stash.
Okay.
So I've recently finally been going through my garage, which is also my office, and like cleaning it out.
Yes. Oh, can you come do mine?
Sorting stuff out. Oh. Yes, I will actually because I quite enjoy it.
Do you?
I love organizing
things. I did not see that from you.
I know. It's very
a
off-brand.
Bit of an onion.
But like beauty products I enjoy
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, yeah,
if you
yeah,
asked
yeah.
me to do your office, I'd be like, ugh.
Ugh. No,
paperwork?
Thank you.
Absolutely not. Anyway, I had a box of skincare that I'd used, didn't finish because I wanted to change the category. The way that we do things, I think you're the same. You'll be like, okay, I'm swapping this hyaluronic acid or retinol out because I want to be able to try a few others, even yes. though I love this product.
Yes.
If I don't love something, I'll just like give it to my sister. Or
same.
If it's a bit really of a terrible, it goes in the bin.
Organized chaos.
Yeah. However, if I really love it and I'm kind of like, in my mind, I imagine revisiting it, even though when I was going through this box, I was like, these are all off now.
Yes, because I should have just newness.
Given them to my sister. Mm. Anyway, I found this one product and I was like, why? I don't remember putting this in here. Why would I not? It was the Biologique
Recherche.
Yes. And it was the cream contour eye cream.
The one in the, like, the long stick?
Yes, with the pump thing on the end.
So good.
And I remembered why I'd put it in there.
Because I said so?
No.
Oh, I can't remember if I've recommended it, but I love it.
Well, you might. It's, like, on the fence if you recommend it or not because it's so expensive.
Yes.
But it's expensive for good reason.
I know. It's so annoying how good this brand is.
And then I remembered I couldn't get the pump to work originally.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, this product is faulty. Mm. I'm going to just put it in here because I don't want to throw it out
yes.
because it's a $200 eye cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that that's how much it was at the time, but I was like, I love this brand. I'm just going to pop it aside mm. and deal with it another day.
So did you crack it open with a hammer or something?
I got it to work. It just basically involved a lot of fiddling. It's been 2 weeks, Lee.
Oh, no.
2 weeks. I would never usually recommend a product that quickly, but the difference I have noticed in my under eye area in 2 weeks.
Isn't it unfair?
Why is this product so good?
I don't know, but they know it is and they price it accordingly.
Exactly, which is so annoying. The only place you can pretty much get it is Melanie Grant's.
That's true.
Online.
No. Very exclusive.
I mean, a $200 eye cream isn't accessible pretty much to many people at all. But if you are in the market and can afford a $200 eye cream and you do want really good results.
Like maybe, you know, on Instagram when you get those messages, it's like, hi, I'm Mavis. I won the lottery. If she transfers you money, then you can get the eye cream.
Then you can get it because it's flipping amazing. Anyway, if you want to shop or browse any of the products mentioned today, we have linked everything in the show notes for you to take a look at.
And with unlimited access to world-class podcasts, stories, videos, and events for women, subscribe to Mamma Mia and feel seen and heard like never before.
The executive producer of this episode is Talissa Bazaz with audio production by Leah Porges. We've loved being in your ears today and we'll be back in your ears on Monday for Q&A.
Bye-bye.
Bye.